Okay, I'm going to start tonight. The topic is chuppas nidah. And before I talk about chuppas nidah, let's talk about what a chuppa is, and then we'll discuss the applications of nidah. So, the key shitos is written in the Ron, in the first sugya of, let's just open the beginning of Ksuvos, the Beis Amud Aleph, that's what the Ron talks about. So, the minhag in those days was that they would wait approximately a year between the Irusin and the Nisuin. And the Mishnah tells us that if the year would be up and the husband, by the end of the year, still did not marry the girl, he would have to start paying her the mizonos. That's what the brisa starts off. However, here, let's just read a little bit in the Gemara. The Gius Mad Be'achad B'Shabbos. Let's say that 12 years are up on Sunday. So Sunday he can't get married, because according to the Mishnah you have to wait till Wednesday, so he's not obligated to make mizonos till the Wednesday. Lefikach chalahu. Let's say he gets sick, or shechal sehi, she gets sick, so for some reason he can't get married, or shepir senida, or, this is the key line we want, that if the girl is a nida, eno malo mizonos, he doesn't have to pay mizonos, because the reason he's not getting married is not his fault. So the simple reading of this Gemara is that once the girl is a nida, he can't marry her. Because if the din is that you can do a nisuin with a nida, so why is he not obligated to pay her mizonos? So the Ram brings this Gemara Zariah that chuppas nida is no good. That you're not supposed to, at least lechatchila, you're not supposed to do a chupo or nisuin with a girl who's in nida. And that's why he's not having mizonos. All right. So basically, the Ron will present, there are basically three or four shitas harishonim in terms of what chupa is, and the nafkamina is legabe nida. So one extreme shita is that the definition of chupa means that it's yichud. You're miyachid the woman for the purpose of bia, or to be his wife. And therefore, that's why if she's a nida, he cannot do nisun. He's not allowed to do nisun because it is forbidden to do yichud with a nida. And once they have the first bia, it's muta. But until the first bia, they're not allowed to have yichud. So if they're not allowed to have yichud, they're not allowed to do nisuin. So that's why it makes sense. He's not obligated to pay mizonos because he's not allowed to get married. Very simple. If marriage means yichud and yichud is forbidden, memela is not allowed to do marriage. Very simple. The other extreme, the other shittas and rishonim say that the word nisuin, that the concept marriage, doesn't mean yichud, but it really means achnasa l'rishus. It means you bring her into the rishus, his house, or somehow something that is symbolic or associated with their home, and that's considered the nisuin, the beginning of the nisuin. Obviously, if you go like that, then there's nothing wrong with doing nisuin with a nida. And the question is, what do you do with this gemara? So the Ron himself explains that what they'll say is, even though the nisuin is fine, but you still can't have the yichud. The yichud is not the nisuin. It will be the stage after nisuin. But you still can't have it. So therefore, since it will not be a very meaningful type of nisuin, even though it works and it's legal, but it's not practical, so memela, the Chazal never obligated him to pay for the nizonos. If lemaisa, then they're not going to get married anyway because they have to be separated. So what kind of a marriage is that? So even though legalistically you'll get married, but practically they won't be together. So therefore, the purpose of mizonos is that they should be together. But since she has to be separated from him, so memela, there's no obligation to pay for mizonos. Okay, so that's the other extreme. So we have one extreme is that the definition of chupa is yichud, and with the nida it's not allowed. On the other hand, if chupa means haknasa l'shusa, it is allowed, but there's no obligation to pay for mizonos. So either way, we can learn this gemara. This gemara could be read according to both shitas. And finally, is the middle shita of the shitas HaRambam, who combines both shitas together, and the Rambam holds that chupa means both haknasa l'shusa and yichud. There are two stages according to Rambam what chupa is. And since chupa is included, the Rambam certainly will be the one who says you're not allowed to do chupa with a woman who's in nida, and therefore he certainly will agree with this Gemara. I'll read the words of the Rambam inside, Perek Yud in Hilchos Yishus, where the Rambam says, Halakala, Harusa Asura Lebala Midivrei Sofrim, Kozman Shi Beisavia. He's not allowed to have beer with the girl who's an Arusa, and that's what we say in the Lashon, Asher Asa Lanu Es Arusos, Viti Lanu Es Anusu Es Not Lanu, Ayudei Chupa Bekidushin. That's the Bircha Seir Sim Anusu, and that's an Isur de Rabbanan, as the Yerushalmi says, Ochel Matzah Be Erev Pesach Kibal Al Arusasa Beis Chamav. That's this Isur de Rabbanan. You have to wait till the time comes. Ba'al Arusasa Beis Chamav, Makinus Amakus Mar. That's this Isur de Rabbanan. Even if he did kiddushin through bia, asher levoleh biyashnia bebeisavia achi yavi osotok beisa. So here's the first stage. Number one, he has to bring her into the house. That's the first stage the Rambam requires. Hachnasel or shusa. And says the Rambam, v'yisyachet ima, he also has to be miyachet her. That's the second stage. So clearly the Rambam is the hybrid of both shitas, that you require both hachnasel or shusa and yichud. The yichud zeh hu hanikra knisa lechupa. This yichud is what we call chupa. Hu hanikra nisuin bekomakom. V'habal arusasa l'shem nisuin achar shikitcha. Then he is koner. And the Rambam says, kiven shenichnasa arusa lechupa. Once you do the chupa, harezu muteres lavola bekoesha yirtza. V'arehi ish tegmur lekol davar. Now, he uses the word gemura. Why does the Rambam say, harehi ishta gemura? Okay? So that's going to be an important diok that Rav David Pravarsky quotes to explain Rav Naftali. I'm going to quote Rav Naftali in a second. And according to the Yesod, I'll tell you, from Rav Naftali, we'll understand why the Rambam uses the word harehi ishta gemura. Why the extra word gemura? Does that imply that if you don't do chupa, she's incomplete ishta? What does that mean? What does the Rambam mean by the word gemura? Okay? That's the tiyuk that Rav Naftali will be supporting here at Rav Naftali. Now, I quoted to you basically two extremes. One extreme is that it means achnasa l'rshuso, the other yichud, and the Rambam is the hybrid sheet that means both. Okay? There is one variation, and that is the Ran, and a couple more variations which I'll mention later. According to the Ran, who says that chupa means yichud, the Ran says, even though chupa means yichud, and you're not allowed to do yichud with a woman who's anida, it is forbidden. Nevertheless, the Ran says that if b'dieved, a husband, a man, will do yichud with a woman who is anida, even though he wasn't allowed to do so, it will be chal anyway. So, lichatchila no, b'dieved yes. Okay? The Rambam clearly, as I will read in the words, says not only you're not allowed to do the yichud, but it doesn't work. And here are the words of the Rambam. Avalim haisa nida, says the Rambam. If the woman was a nida, afo pi sheniknas al chupa, even though they did the chupa, vinis yachid imo, and they did the yichud, lo gamra nisuin, they are not complete, varehi ki arusa adai. The Rambam says, b'dieved, it is not effective. But the Ran says, b'dieved, it is effective. Question is, why? If taka yichud means that you're not supposed to do the yichud because it's not royal abia, what kind of yichud is it with an either? She's not royal abia. So why does the Ran say it works b'dieved? That's the question. That's the first question. What's the pshat in the Ran? How can the Ran say that b'dieved doing chupa? He agrees that chupa means yichud. But he says it's only l'chadchila. But b'dieved, if you don't do it, let's say you didn't know, whatever the reason is, it works. Why does it work? It should not work. It's what kind of a yichud is that, right? Any suggestions?
Because yichud is just a chupa symbol. Yichud is also symbolic after fashion. And mimiyachid is another level of symbolism. And mimiyachid, or you show, it's a simon, or you can have because anyone you could have a
okay.
House guest.
Like, right, you know, okay, like, that's a nice way. No, it's, you could say, okay, so now let's just formulate going along your lines. I'm going to agree to you, Yonasan. So I just want to give now the formulation of the Hesber between the Rambam and the Ran. So therefore, what are they arguing about? Why does the Rambam... Okay, so the way I would say it is, what is the Yichud for? What do you mean Yachid her for? The Rambam will say, Yichud is the beginning process of Bia. So if you can't have the bia, yichud means nothing. It's a prelude to the bia. The Ranmo says, you're saying symbolic, it's symbolic of their relationship. So a man can have a married to a woman who's an either. He doesn't have to get divorced every month that his wife becomes an either, right? It is a meaningful relationship even if she's an either. The only thing that's not meaningful is the bia. So therefore, in terms of the symbolism, as you're saying, I agree. The Ron will say, it's meaningful. You're not allowed to do it because you can't have the yichud, but it's still meaningful. The Rambam says, it's a prelude. It's a haskalas of the bia. You can't have a bia, there's no prelude. It's a beginning of nothing, okay? That, I think, is the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ron. Okay, now, with that further, there are more details to say about Ksuva and Bracha, which I'll get to later. Let me just get to the main point, and that is the Rambam Shita. There is one Gemara, which is really like the focal point of where all the Shitas are centered around. So let's look at the Gemara in Ksuvos in the beginning of Afopi. If you go to the Gemara in Afopi, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says like this. It's a little bit like a quarter down. By two dots. By Ravin, Nichnasa lechupa velo nivala. If you had a chupa but there was no bia, Mao, are they married or do you need the bia? Now we know. I already read you the Rambam. The Rambam says the maskana. The Rambam paskins you don't. But the Gemara has a question. Chibas chupa kona or chibas bia kona? Is it the bia that consummates the marriage or the chupa? The Gemara leaves it as a question, and then the Gemara has a follow-up question. Skip to the wide lines, and now the Gemara says, by Rav Ashi. You see it by Rav Ashi in the beginning of couple in the wide lines. Kaima Orech is the first word. Okay, by Rav Ashi. Nichnasa lechupa upirsa nida mau. Let's say you have the chupa, but then she becomes a nida. Im timtza lomar chibas chupa kona. Assuming we say that chupa is enough, chupa dechazi lebia, do you need a chupa roi for bia? Ava chupa delo chazi lebia, lo, or do maloshna? So the Mefarshim explained, from the fact that the Gemara said imtim tzalomar, that already is like a hint that we paskin like this opinion, and therefore the Rambam paskins and all the Rishonim paskin, that chupa's kona and you don't need the bia. But, says the Rambam, you see from the fact that Gemara had this question, that already tells you, indicates, that there is some connection between the chupa and the bia. So the Rambam understands that the connection is so strong, it's a beginning, as I call it, a prelude to the bia, and therefore the Gemara's question is, do you need a chupa royal bia? That even if you don't need the bia, and you just need a haschalas of bia, but it has to be roy for bia. And if it's not royal bia because she's a nida, therefore it won't work. So therefore the Mefarshim say this Gemara is the mucker of the Rambam Shita. And therefore the Rambam Paskins, it's a take. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. The Rambam Paskins the Kumra. And therefore the Rambam holds a chupas nida is not valid. The question is, the other Rishonim who hold that a chupas nida does work, the Ran himself. So what do they do with this Gemara? So very simple. What they will say is that this Gemara is only gabe obligations in terms of ksuva, is he have to pay her the Tosefes ksuva, that's how the Rush will learn the Gemara, but not legabe the etzem nisuin. She is married, but the extra addendums that we add in the ksuva, that is not going to be active until it's roy lebia. Okay, that's how the Rush learns the Gemara. Fine. Okay, so those are the positive Gemaras to support the Rambam. And now I will list off. There are a bunch of rayas that are kashas on the Rambam. Okay? So one main kasha on the Ran quotes some of these questions. One main question is that there's a Gemara in Yevamah that says, Yesh chupa lipsulas, which means like this. Let's say forbidden marriages, Kohen Gadol to Amana, Kohen to Grusha, right? So let's say no Kiddushin, but they just have a chupa, that's enough to parcel her from truma. That's called yesh chupa lepsulos. Those forbidden marriages, if you just do a chupa, it's enough of a psul, enough of a marriage to say she can't eat truma. She's already a form of kalal. So, says the Rishonim, if you can have a notion of chupa lepsulos, even though it's forbidden, so why not have it by nida? Why is nida different than a grusha to a kohen? So that's the question. Now, this isn't a question not only on the Rambam. It's a question on those Rishonim who say Yichud means Royal Abia, that Chuba means Yichud. And anytime it's a, not Royal Abia, like neither, it doesn't work. Like this Gemara says, what do you do with that Gemara? Okay? So I think I'd like to suggest the following answer to answer this Kasha, and that is that when do we say you need a Chupa Royal Abia if the Chisaron is a Bia? But when it comes to psulos, the chisaron is not the bia, the chisaron is in the marriage or in the kedushin, right? A kohen is not allowed to be mekadesh grusha, kohen gadol an almana. That's not an isur bia per se, that's an isur in the kedushin and in the suin. When do we say you need a chupa royal bia when the chisaron is in the bia? So nida is an isur bia per se, but psulos is not a din in bia per se, but rather it's a din in the kedushin, and therefore it's not a din in the chupa. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, so that I believe will answer that kasha. There is another kasha, several questions. The Gemara in the first parak says, what about if a girl has nisuin, but there are edim that she was not nivola, and there was not misyachta? Now, if there are edim who... Let me just quote you the Lashon of the Gemara. This is important, because it's a very strong question. Almana mina nesuin. She is an almana. Her husband died. They had nesuin. Ein la el almana. Her ksuva is 100. Afo pi she edim miedim alea shelo nistera. The edim testified there was no yichud. Now, if, says the Ran, if the word nesuin means yichud, how can there be yedim testifying that there was no yichud? That's an oxymoron. How do you ever have such a case? Right? That's a very strong question on those shitas that say that nesuin means yichud. Is that clear? The Gemara clearly says you could separate. That's an oxymoron. It's impossible. This is a very strong question. I don't have a real answer. I mean, I will present an answer to you that Rav Naftali says for the Rambam Shita, but for the other Rishonim, I don't know what they do with this Gemara. I mean, I have one possible answer that I will say. The Mordechai, the Achronim have, and the Rishonim discuss the question, when we say Chupa is Kona, Chupa means Yichud, right? Is it the beginning or the end? Let's say at the beginning of the Chupa, the girl is not a Nida. But you know what happened? In the middle of the Chupa, or in the middle of the Yichud, she becomes a Nida. So do you need the culmination of the Yichud to be Kona? Or the beginning? When is it, the beginning or the end? Okay, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. If we say that the beginning is sufficient to be Kona, I could possibly come up with an answer. That maybe this Gemara that says that Aden testified there was no Yichud, and they had Nisuin, what happened was, the beginning, there were no Edim, they had Yichud, and the Edim come in the middle. So before the culmination of the Yichud, the Edim come in. So if we say the beginning part is sufficient for the Chupa, for the Yichud to be Kona, since there was Yichud in the beginning, that's sufficient. The Edim are only coming at the end of the Yichud, and therefore, it wasn't long enough to have Bia. So we know she's not a Ba'ula. And therefore, we have this situation. She's a Basula, who is an Almana, who had Nisuin. You understand my answer? You had the Yichud in the beginning, but before they had a chance to have the completion of the Yichud, it wasn't long enough time to be Royal Bia, Edim come in. So the Edim were not there during the entire time, but they were there only part of the time. Long enough to make sure it was not Royal Abia, but yet enough time to allow for the beginning part of the Nisuin to the Yichud to take place, and therefore she's a Nisuin. You see how I'm answering the question, okay? So I believe that may be a possible way of answering this kasha. Otherwise, I don't know, okay? There are a couple more questions. One question that's asked, again, we're discussing the Shita, that if Nisuin means Yichud, And yichud means roy for bia. You cannot have nisun with a nida because bia is forbidden and yichud is forbidden. So one of the questions that's asked is that the Gemara in Memches and Ksuva says that if the father, let's say she's a nara, if the father gives the girl over to the shluchei abal, he sends messengers, then the girl becomes a nesua at the moment that he gives her over because she's no longer in the jurisdiction of the father and now she's in the rishus of the baal. The question is, if you say that the definition of nesuin means yichud, what kind of yichud is that? The husband didn't do yichud. All what happened was it was given under his shluchim, but there was no yichud, right? So therefore, you cannot have shlichus lechora if it means yichud. It's something personal, symbolic, as you wanted to say. So the shliach can't do it. So therefore, how can she be a nesuin? That's the kash. And furthermore, the last kasha that Rav Naftali asked, this kasha Rav Naftali himself asks, is the Gemara in Yuma says that the Kohen Gadol, if his wife, you know, the din is the Kohen Gadol has to be married because he does kapara ish ubeso. Beso means his wife. And if, you know, there is a shita, Rav Yehuda says they would even have a substitute wife for him in case his wife would die. So according to the way the Rambam learns the Gemara is that they would actually do the Nisuin. They would do the Kiddushin before, but if his wife would die, they would do the Nisuin on Yom Kippur itself. Question is, now me, the Rabbanan, we are not allowed to do Kiddushin or Nisuin on Shabbos or Yom Tov. There's a Mishnah in Beitza that says it is forbidden to do Kiddushin on Shabbos. Okay, and Yom Tov. Nisuin, the Rishonim bring down, is forbidden because it's a completion of the kinyan. Because when the husband does Nisuin, he is Yoresh her, he is Mitame her, and he's made for Nidareh. So because Kinyanim, just like you're not allowed to do Kinyanim on Shabbos, so too, you're not supposed to do these Kinyanim, and therefore we don't allow Nisuin to take place on Shabbos. Okay. But midrabanan. But I guess letzorach mitzvah, like Kohen Gadol, it's so important, we will allow with this mitzvah derabanan. The Yisur derabanan will be dispensed. Here's the question, says Rav Naftali. But you are not allowed to have bia on Yom Kippur, and according to the Rambam, it's an Yisur doraisa. It's a machlokes rishonim whether the other inuim is doraisa derabanan. The Rambam holds it's doraisa, not only eating or drinking. The Rambam holds all five inuim is doraisa. So how can they permit him to do yichud? What kind of yichud is it? It's not a yichud haroi lebiya, right? Why is that different than nida? That's the kash. So I have a simple answer, unless anybody in the audience would like to participate to suggest an answer. How would you answer this question? Any suggestions?
All this, no, sorry for walking late.
Yeah.
All this is soon. We're not talking about Shtar and Kesef.
We're not talking about Kiddushin, we're talking about Nisuin. You see, when you say Shtar and Kesef, that's Kiddushin. Nisuin is the next stage, you know that. Okay. So the question is, here is an example of something that's forbidden for Bia. So Lechora, very similar to Nida, which is forbidden to have Bia. And yet the Rambam writes, when it comes to Chupas Nida, that is ineffective, not allowed and ineffective. And yet Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is allowed and is effective. What's the difference between the two cases? That's the question. Okay?
So we know he is allowed.
Yeah, he quotes, Rav Naftali quotes the Gemara Numa, that is done. Yeah, that's the Gemara. So I have a very simple answer to this question. I would say that the nature of the Isur is not stemming from the woman. It's the Isur, the reason you're not allowed to have the bia is because of the Kiddusha Sayom. It's not. It's because of the circumstance, not because it's a psul agavra. So when do we say yichud, going with the symbolic idea, what do we say in the Rambam? That yichud is the beginning of the bia process, right? So in order to latch on to the bia, there has to be a meaningful bia. If she's a nida, there's no bia, right? But when it comes to nida, the bia is not meaningful because the psul is coming from the woman. She's the nida. She's preventing the bia. But Yom Kippur, there's nothing wrong with the bia per se. It's a meaningful bia. It just externally you're not allowed to have the bia because it interferes with the Kiddushas Hayom. So inherently the bia is a meaningful bia. It's just it's not allowed to have that bia because of the interference with the Kiddushas Hayom, because you must do an inui and you're not going to have an inui akim of nisim es nafshaseyim. But it's not an isra of bia per se. So when do we say that a chupa that's not royal a bia is invalid? That's when it's a concern from the bia per se, when the bia is the problem. But here the bia is a very meaningful bia. It's a kosher bia. The problem is that when you do the bia, you are interfering with the Kiddushas Hayom of Yom Kippur. So the concern is not in bia per se. And because of that, we will say the yichud is a meaningful yichud that can latch on to a projected bia that will take place later.
After
Yom Kippur. Right. Nobody said he has to have bia on Yom Kippur. All we say is that he has to have yichud on Yom Kippur. Okay? Is that clear? Okay, so I believe that answers the kasha of Yom Kippur. Okay? Fine. Now I will tell you the answer of Rav Naftali. Rav Naftali comes up with a beautiful yisod. It's Menduyik in the words of the Rambam. If you recall, I read the words of the Rambam before. I'll read the words again. Listen carefully. Which I think, is, you know, Rav David Pavarsky quotes this Raya. I mean, if you read the Rambam, it's Kimat Mefurish. Again, the Rambam says, Halakha Beis. Perek Yud, Halakha Beis in Hilchos Ishus. Kivan Shenichnasa Arusa Lechupa, Harezer Muteres Lo Lavo Ala. Once they have Chupa, she is permitted to have Bia. Bekol Eisha Yirza, Varehi Ishtagmura Leko Daba. And then she becomes his complete wife at that point. Why does the Rambam say the word Gemura, right? So, and then he says, Avimhai Sanida Afopi Shenichnasa Lechupa, Lo Gamru HaNisuin. The Nisuin are not completed. What he really should have said was, Lo Chalu HaNisuin. The Nisuin are ineffective. Instead, the Rambam uses the words, Lo Gamru HaNisuin. Right? So if you are a brisker, right? If you are medayik in the words of the Rambam carefully, this implies that there really something is going on. It's not a simple case of a yes or a no. It's really a gray area, right? You follow the diuk in the words of the Rambam. And therefore, says Rav Naftali, that there are really two stages of nisuin for the Rambam Shita. Remember, I told you, I started the shir with the spectrum of three shitos. One extreme was that nisuin means hafnasa l'rshus. Another extreme is it's yichud. And the Rambam is the hybrid shita that you need two stages, hafnasa l'rshus and yichud. Okay? The Rav Naftali would say that these two, this is how Rav David Pavarsky explains Rav Naftali, and I think that's the correct shot. These two stages of nisuin, according to the Rambam shita, represent both shitas, meaning the first stage of hachnasa lirshus, according to the Rambam, is the first stage. Okay? The second stage is yichud that has to be royal abiyah. And therefore, when it comes to the first stage, that's not a kinyan. All that is what we would call a marriage experience. You bring her into the home. You act as if you behave like your husband and wife, okay? It's a marriage experience, I recall. The second stage is already more of a personal relationship of yichud royal abiyah, okay? Which is when the chalosa kinyan is found. So says the Rambam, if the woman is anida, it doesn't mean it's zero. You still have the first stage. Because you could still have achnasa l'rshusa. You don't need royal abiyah for that part. All you need is achnasa l'rshusa. And that will be meaningful even if it's not royal abiyah. So even if she's anida. So that's why the Rambam says, lo gamru anisun, because you did the first stage. It's just the second stage, which is the act of the chalos of the kinyan of nisuin, that will not be effective until it's royal abiyah. And by anida, that will not work. Once you say this yisod, you've answered all the questions, because let's repeat the questions and see how this answers it. So Rav Naftali says, you have a Gemara in Ksuvas that says that if the father gives the girl over to the Shluchei Habal, then she's Nesua. The husband is Yoresher Mefer Nidara. Rav Naftali says, for the first stage of Hachnasa L'Rshus, that's enough to be obligated in terms of giving him rights as far as your Yorisher. That's like the formality part, the experience, the marriage, the symbolic part. So he's Yorisher, is made for Nidareha, and he's Metama. But in order for the second stage to set in, that you need Roy Lapia. So in Akanami, that won't happen until she comes to him and he's going to have Yichud himself, person. That's a personal relationship he has to be able to do. You follow? Okay, yeah.
What are the Nafkaminas?
So he said, your Nafkamina between the first stage and the second.
Yeah.
So I told you, he can be Yorisher, made for Nidareha, and Mitame for him. That's the Nafkamina. And furthermore, even the brachos, we will see the Rambam says that if you make a bracha with a woman who is in need, it works, that also would work as long as you did the first stage. So, you know, the main problem is, let's say, practically, you schedule a wedding and the girl becomes a nida before the wedding. So, the Shulchan Aruch paskins 2 days, whether you should do that or not. L'chadchila, he quotes one opinion like the Rambam, and the Rosh is the same. He quotes both opinions. He doesn't say which way. And then the Rama says you don't have to be machmir. The Rama is making. But Lemaisa, even the Rambam Shita will agree that even if you go through the wedding, you still it's meaningful to have the Sheva problems. Because you still can do the first stage. It's only the second stage that will be a problem. Okay, so the second stage, you don't need, you know, $50,000 to do the second stage. You know what I mean? As long as the brachos are meaningful and you got your wedding, you got the meal, you know, you wait around whatever the week or whatever you need, and then you'll do the yichud and that will be it. So you follow, once you say according to Rambam, there are 2 stages, the wedding can go on, but the second stage you'll do when she's mitai herself, she goes to the mikvah and she'll purify herself. You follow? Okay, so with Rav Naftali, that answers all the questions. Because you could say all those Gemaras, the Gemara in the beginning that said the Edim testified there was no Yichud, but they had Nesuin. Okay, very good. Rav Naftali will say they had the first stage, namely Hachnas El Rishuso. And that's what it means Nesua. They didn't have the second stage of Yichud, but that's fine. She already got the first stage. So once you say Rav Naftali is Yisod, you basically have answered every possible question. It's a beautiful Yisod that really works very nicely. Okay? Now, the next point, there are a couple more issues to talk about. One question is, what about bracha? Now, the Ron quotes a Baal HaItur who says, there is a Maseches Kala, Rashi and Ksuba says this, the Maseches Kala says, Kala below bracha, Asura Kinida, is also like a Nida. So that means if you don't make a Sheva Brachos, you're not allowed to have Yichud and certainly not allowed to have Bia with your wife. The Rambam never says that. The Rambam says, you're not supposed to make Brachos until she's Tahor. But he never says, if you never made the Bracha, until you make, you can't get married. He says, if she's a Nida, you can't get married. But he never says, if you never made the bracha, don't get married. He doesn't quote this Maseches Kala. So, and the Rambam says, even if you made the brachas before, or you made it afterwards, it's fine. Because the Rambam understands the concept of a bracha is just simply a Bircha Sheva Voda. The marriage is just the context in which to be meaningful to give Sheva Voda. But really, it's not a halachic chalos or anything. And therefore, whether you make the bracha or you don't make the bracha, they're married anyway. And therefore, it will not affect in any way the nesuin. Obviously, Rashi and the Baal HaItur would be saying, no, the bracha is an integral part of the nesuin process. And therefore, you are not allowed to culminate the nesuin, and it will not be effective until you make the bracha. It's a tnai, it's part of the procedure of getting married, is to make sheva brachas. You don't do sheva brachas, you're not married, according to them. You follow? But according to Rambam, no, it's a bircha sheva oda. Okay, you didn't have a chance to say it later. But it's not really part of the marriage process itself. You follow? So that's that machlokas. What? What's your question?
This is my question, is what is it about those brachas that makes the word that would merge chal? Is it like, I mean, we know generally to fulfill a mitzvah, they can fulfill a mitzvah.
You're asking why those brachas are so important.
Yeah, what do they do?
Brachas is the drabbanan, kedushas nisuas daraisa. Well, what it is
in general, is that a bracha on the mitzvah? You don't,
right. In other words, even if you say it's not right, even if you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah, you still do a mitzvah. Let's say the mitzvah is still yotze. So obviously, it's more than that. So what we have to say is it's part of this process of the marriage process. In other words, part of symbolizing that they're husband and wife is not only in terms of physically bringing her into her shoes, but also verbally as well. You follow?
So how do those seven brachas, how do they bring...
They talk about marriage. So therefore, they reflect their relationship, okay? So they are an expression of their marriage relationship, okay? Just like I said before, when it comes to the Hachnasa Lur Shuso, right? Or the Yichud. Their reflection of their relationship. So therefore the Brachos, according to these Shitos, are also a reflection. While according to Rambam, they're just opportunities to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the simple approach. It is the first Shita that say it becomes part of the ceremony, so to speak. Part of the marriage symbolism is the Brachos, right? You follow? And not only do you need a physical symbolism, but you need verbal symbolism as well. Okay? Okay, now, ksuva. Another issue is ksuva. The Rambam himself writes, I'll read the words, v'tzarech liktov ksuva kodem knisa l'chupa v'acha kech yamuter b'yishta, that unless you write a ksuva, you're not allowed to be with your wife. And the Gemara later on says, if you lose a ksuva, you must write a new ksuva. You're not allowed to. And the reason is very simple. The Gemara, because Chazal were afraid, shalotia kala beinav lotia. We don't want marriage to be efkeres. So if it would be very easy for him to get rid of his wife, so that's not a good marriage relationship. So to make sure that it's not easy for him to divorce his wife, we want the ksuva there. That monetary yoke, that monetary obligation is, so to speak, what keeps the marriage going. Okay, that's how Chazal understood the psychology of marriage. Okay, so if that is so, then the question now is, what would the Rambam say if you have a marriage without a ksuva? You're not supposed to, but let's say they lost the ksuva, whatever. You have to make a whole wedding again? Like, what do you do? Okay, is the wedding chal, is the nisuin chal or not? So pashtos, I think it will be, because I said before, according to the Ron, who said that lichat hila, you're not allowed to do yichud with a woman who's anida, but b'diavad the nisuin works, because the Ron holds that nisuin is the beginning part of the marriage. So marriage is meaningful even if there's no bia, because it's they're married. The Rambam would say the nisuin has to be connected with the bia. Ksuva is not an iser of bia per se. Ksuva is a din in the marriage. So therefore, because it's not a chisaron in the bia, it will not interfere in the yichud. Yichud has to be something that's projected for the bia. The fact that it's not meaningful for the marriage relationship itself is not so important. What's important has to be meaningful for the bia. So perhaps I'm suggesting that according to Rambam, even if he didn't write the ksuva, they're not allowed to, but the chupa would still be meaningful. Okay, so that's that. The last thing I just want to mention is, what about Eden? Now you know that during the Kiddushin, you need Eden, right? Correct? You need Eden because... Why do you need Eden for Kiddushin?
Because it makes it valid. It's a maisa.
Yeah, because it's a davar shebe'er. When the Gemara says, "Ein davar shebe'er v'pachos mishnayim," so you're not allowed to have Kiddushin without, and Gerushin without Eden, correct?
Which is a maisa error.
Right. That's the prime example.
It affects a Kiddushin status.
Right.
Her status changes. She's an HD.
So therefore, anything that relates to her status, marital status, that's called davar shebe'erva. And therefore, you need two Eidim. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin. Ein davar shebe'er v'pachos mishnayim. Correct? Davar mimam. Okay? Al pishnayim Eidim yakum davar, says the Gemara. So we know we need two Eidim. Okay? The question is, what about Nisuin? Do you need Edim for Nisuin? Now, you know, when you get married, you appoint two Edim for the Yichud room, so we're Machmer. But is that really, how important is that? That's the question. It happens to be a Machlokis Rishonim, okay? Some Rishonim say explicit. I looked in Encyclopedia Mudis. There is a diuk from Tosus Riyazakin in Kiddushin. That's Mashma, you mean need Edim. Bottom line, it's Machlokis Afron. The Ktzos in Avnei Milurim says, of course, in Davar Shebe'erva Bachas Mishnayim. Since we're dealing with a marriage status, because now she's no longer going to be Chayev Skila, she'll be Chayev Chenek, so it's a difference of her status, right? Arusa versus Nesua. So therefore, it's a different status, and it's a Davar Shebe'erva, and you need Edim, which is the Pashtus. Now, other Achronim disagree. Rav Nenez disagrees. And Rav Shach has a piece on this. He says, we don't find Rishonim explicitly say, the Rambam never says, and you won't find in Shulchan Aruch, that you need to aid him when you do Nisun. Believe it or not, open up a Shulchan Aruch in the tour, you won't find those things. So, from the fact they don't say anything, will be mashma, you don't need aid. So the question is, do you need aid him or not? So perhaps it depends on our explanations of what is the concept of marriage, okay? So if you say that the concept is hachnasal or shuso, so Rav Shach says, listen, if you're doing just a concept of some symbolic act, which is not a kinyan, that's not a davar shebe'erva. So therefore, if you go with the approach, if it's achnasel or shuso, you would not need to aid. However, if you say it means yichud, which is a kinyan, so if you're saying there's a chalosa kinyan, so then it's a davar shebe'erva, and you would need to aid. Question is, what about the Rambam Shita? The Rambam has two parts. So if we say, since there are two components according to Rambam, there is a kinyan component, that's the yichud part, and then there is the symbolic component, the Achnas or Shuso, which is not the Kenyan part. So because he has two components involved in this marriage Nisuin process, therefore it's not a complete Davar Shebe'erva. Therefore, the Rambam perhaps would say it's not a Davar Shebe'erva. It's really a hybrid Shita. It's not a pure Kenyan Shita. And therefore, you don't need Davar Shebe'erva.
Unless you could say something differently.
Yeah.
You could argue that since it's not Davar Shebe'erva, since her status doesn't change in regard to she's usher.
Right. That's what some notes on Avnei Milurim say. Listen, Lemaisa, she's still usher anyway. She's still an Eish Hashish. Why would you call her Davar Shebe'erva?
But I was thinking, if it is a hybrid, then it does include all of that.
It's true. You could say hybrid is like have two halves. Right, that's two. It includes the Kenyan. That's a good point. I can certainly hear that. Or I'm thinking the fact that it's a hybrid, it becomes like a new Bria. And therefore, it's not a pure Kenyan. It's a Kenyan. It's an adulterated Kenyan. It's not a pure Kenyan. And therefore, maybe that type of Kenyan would not require a Davar Shebe'erva. Okay.